traditionally, teaching and learning in United Kingdom higher education takes place through lectures. The most familiar type of lecture is the formal presentation, where the lecturer stands at the front of a theater or classroom and gives a talk on a topic which has been selected in advance. The students are expected to take notes and ask questions at the end. In recent years, however, lectures have become much more interactive. Instead of the lecturer's talk, which ends with questions, lectures at many British universities now expect students to play a much more active role in their learning. It is generally accepted that people learn better if they actively participate in the learning process, and if they interact both with the topic they are studying and with other students. During interactive or informal lectures, students are allowed to interrupt with questions or ask the lecturer to explain points that they do not understand. The lecturer may also decide to set short group discussion tasks and then ask for feedback from each group. These approaches help to ensure that students understand the focus of the lecture. There is one feature that all lectures have in common. They are intended to be an introduction to a topic or to provide an overview of a subject. Students are then expected to study the topic in more detail for themselves.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. What is the traditional form of teaching and learning in United Kingdom higher education? Number 2. How have lectures changed in recent years? Number 3. What kind of students are believed to learn better generally? Number 4. Why are short group discussions useful for a lecture? Number 5. What is the common feature of all lectures?